the rule changes and what you guys went through last night and, you know, the slashing, did they give you a little bit of indication that that was coming? Did the linesmen come in or refs talk to you guys?
Yeah, before the game, it was brought up, but not before that. Clearly, they're, you know, putting a premium on that in the preseason, so I would expect that to kind of subside a little bit as we go along here, because spending half the game on special teams isn't good for anyone.
Yeah, it's a bit of a happy medium. I mean, players are going to have to learn, but referees make your tail it a little bit?
Well, I think they're using these first few games to do it, you know, overdo it maybe a little bit, just so, you know, it gets harped on. Coaches are going to be all over the players to, you know, keep their sticks to themselves, and those little plays that are being called right now, you know, they're going to be magnified here in the regular season. So, like I said, you know, I don't anticipate maybe as much of the some of the holding and those kind of penalties that were getting called every time here early on. But I think the slashes on the sticks are going to be pretty consistent throughout the season.
There's been some high profile injuries. I mean, obviously, Pearl went through one last year. But is the intent is a good thing, do you think, of the rules?
Yeah, I think you know, you don't want to. There's nothing worse than. I got one last night, even on my thumb. There's nothing worse than having a, you know, a slash on your hand when you're trying to shoot. You know, that's, you know, opposite momentum going against each other, and those don't feel very good. So, yeah, I think the intent's right. You know, there's some plays where, you know, when you're smart and your stick's low enough, you know, you don't want to take that away from guys if they're strong enough to win a stick battle. You know, you don't want to take that away. But if somebody has a clear break at the net and, you know, they're getting up on the hands to try to prevent them from having a scoring chance, then I think it's a good rule.
What are the biggest challenges when half the game is special teams, especially the first preseason game?
Well, first and foremost, to be honest with you, you try to stay warm, and, you know, the guys are on the power play and killing penalties. You know, you can stay in the game a little bit because you're at least touching the puck, but the guys who aren't on the power play, I mean, you're going out there ice cold. So you want to keep everyone healthy first and foremost, because you have guys who maybe haven't seen the ice in a while, and now they're cold and they're going out there and they have to go as hard as they can because they're trying to win a roster spot. So, and then the flow of the game, you know, we're trying to use this to get into a flow, get into a rhythm, trying to get used to this, some of the guys you're playing with, some of the systems you're trying to do. And when you take half of the game away from that, you know, it can be kind of frustrating. And I think, you know, for the players, it's tough to get into a flow. I think for the fans, it's pretty boring too. So, you know, hopefully they get the rule changes harped on here in the first ones, and then, you know, let us play a little bit.
Paul's always said that as players, you guys will be the first to adjust all of this and quickly, because you have to. Just give us the parameters, basically, is what he said, and you guys will adjust to that.
Oh, yeah, I think you have to. The emphasis is on moving your feet. You know, if you're moving your feet, you know, your stick doesn't have to do as much work. So I think that's the emphasis, is, you know, set the guidelines, you know, let the players know kind of what it's going to look like. And then from there, you know, get on your horse as fast as you can, because if you're even with the puck, you know, you don't have to get your stick on guys as much. Your feet are doing most of the work, and then that's going to take away from some of the penalties.
Aside from that, did you like some things from last night, Blake?
Yeah, there were. I mean, like I said, you know, it was more or less a power play penalty kill exhibition. So, I think our power play and penalty kill did some good things. You know, we moved the puck well. Their goalie made some fantastic saves. You know, those are some chances that we're probably going to bury throughout the season. So, gained some confidence on the power play for sure, and I think our penalty kill, you know, has been a little bit of a work in progress, and we're working on it. But I think it showed some flashes of some really good things.
Did you like the way that your line snapped it around pretty good last night?
I did. You know, I think there's a lot of potential there for that to be a really, really good line. You know, I think for us, more or less, kind of what we've been doing, just keep things simple. As long as we don't get hung up in the neutral zone, we're gonna be tough to handle in the offensive zone. So I think that's the key for our line. Three big bodies, guys that move well. We all want the puck, and at the end of the day, we all want to score goals. So get that puck in the zone and go to work.
Three really good shooters, but three guys that can pass as well too, right? I mean, does that make it fun as well? I mean,
yeah, and even Patty, you know, everyone talks about his shot, but I mean, he's a terrific passer as well. So you know, between those two guys, you know, you're looking at close to 70 goals last year. So for me, I'll be doing a little bit of passing here, and I don't mind that. You know, I think that's probably the strongest part of my game. So I think that, I think that's why the three of us fit together pretty well. You know, so I'm going to take my shots when I get them. But, you know, when those guys are cocked and loaded, I'm in a pretty good spot.